Hi, I'm Ann Litt, and I'm here with Andy Cohen, the host of Watch What Happens Live, an executive producer of My Obsession, the Real Housewives franchise on Bravo. He's the author of two New York Times bestsellers, and his latest book is Superficial, More Adventures from the Andy Cohen Diaries. Today, he joins us to talk about music specifically, five songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Welcome, Andy.
Hi.
It's great to have you. What did you bring for us?
I wanted to think about songs that told the story of me, that kind of represented different parts of me. I'm kind of a hippie at heart. So let's start with Terrapin Station by the Grateful Dead. I'm a huge Deadhead. I love the Grateful Dead, and Terrapin Station is my favorite Dead song. You know, Terrapin Station, it's a song about a journey. And what I know is the song in itself is a journey.
Yes.
And it is incredibly trippy. And I write in the new book about going to see the Dead's 50th anniversary concert. And I went in the Bay Area on a road trip from L.A. to San Francisco with John Mayer. And there I am with John in the audience with Trixie Garcia and Sunshine Garcia, daughters of Jerry. And I was backstage with Nancy Pelosi in Mickey Hart's dressing room. And if I could tell my 19-year-old self at Alpine Valley that I would actually one day have all access and that Jerry would be lording over the concert in the form of a rainbow on the weekend that marriage equality was passed by the Supreme Court, I would be a really happy 19-year-old looking into my future, because I certainly didn't think that that world could exist.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's check out Terrapin Station by the Grateful Dead.
Eyes alight with glowing hair, all the fancy paint says fair. She takes her fan and throws in the lion's den.
Thank you for choosing The Grateful Dead. That was Terrapin Station by The Grateful Dead. What's up next? Which song do you want to talk about next?
I hooked into the B-52s when I was in 8th or 9th grade. I think that when I hooked into them, I didn't realize how gay they were or that gay people kind of liked the B-52s. But the B-52s were just part of the new wave that was happening when I was in junior high, actually, in St. Louis, Missouri. And this was music like I had never heard before. And it was just different, and it was edgy, and it made me feel really, really free. This song is just, we're living in our own private Idaho, you know?
Yeah.
And it's about getting out of control and dancing. And to this day, they just sound great.
They really do. I think also fashion people are really into the B-52s.
Yeah. I love them. I've seen them so many times live. And I had the great privilege of, and it's a very long story, but I was a go-go dancer at a B-52s concert at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles, California. And it was really cool.
That was Private Idaho by the B-52s. Andy Cohen is my guest DJ today at KCRW, and he's chosen five songs, all of which I'm really excited about. So which one do you want to speak about next?
Well, I want to talk about Love Hangover by Diana Ross, which I think is just about as perfect a song as there is. Diana Ross was my first diva. She was the first woman that I clicked into at a really young age. I mean, I'm going to say I was in about sixth grade. And I started getting into the Supremes and Diana Ross. And I think that was when my parents really should have started to be worried about, like, he's not like other boys. He has posters of Diana Ross on his wall, but they really didn't get it. They didn't know what camp was at that moment. But I was like, look at the hair, look at the clothes, listen to the music. She's fierce. She's commanding. You know, she was my Beyonce, really. She was Beyonce's Beyonce, by the way. I mean, there would be no Beyonce if there wasn't Diana Ross. And I don't think that Diana Ross today gets the credit that she should get, because the groove in Love Hangover, and it's been sampled all over the place, once the song really kicks in, it just develops into this deep bed of an incredible groove. And the spirit of the song is really captured in this performance. And they let her go and go and go and do it. It's really magical. I love disco music from, you know, real disco from that moment in 1976 and 77 when it was really thriving. And this song just is it for me. And Diana Ross is it for me, too.
Was one of our great divas, Diana Ross, with Love Hangover on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. What's up next for us?
Well, I chose Holiday, My Madonna, because the song is still so good. And there were, during various eras of Madonna, she has closed her concerts with Holiday. And to see her do Holiday live is to see something great. But the song is... it's about freedom. It's about happiness. It's very positive. And she has, as she does with all of her music, she has reinvented the song over the last couple decades. And she's performed it in different ways and remixed it. And it's still as classic a pop single today.
That was Madonna with Holiday. Well, I think we should close out. We're in sort of on sort of a diva tip here, and I think the diva of all divas is your last artist, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. I love her version of All I Need to Get By. I'm a huge Motown fan, and one of the things I loved about Motown is the songs were so great in that era, and they would have the Temptations do it, and then the Supremes would release it as a single, and then Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Aretha released All I Need to Get By, and her version is fantastic. You know, Aretha can get up and just kind of poop out a song like nothing. And it's just brilliant. It's masterful. And Aretha is as relevant today as she was then. I just love Aretha's voice then and now, and she is All I Need to Get By, Aretha Franklin.
You were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I threw away my pride.
How did you find, or when did you find her? Because we're talking about Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. How old are you, or where were you?
That's a good question. I really got into Motown in high school, and I think Aretha kind of came along with that, even though she was on Atlantic. I just started appreciating her because she covered Eleanor Rigby and Please Mr. Postman and You're All I Need to Get By and all these great songs of that era. I love her covers, but I got into her, I think, in high school. But I discovered this Atlantic Recordings, which I think really made me respect her the way that I do now. I found that, I think, when I was in my 20s, and I just never got over it. She's an incredible musician and vocalist, and I just could not respect her. She's Aretha. She is. She's the queen. She is the queen of soul.
With my arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead. I'll be right there in a time of need. I lose my will. You'll be right there to push me off that hill.
There's no, oh, no looking back for us.
No, it ain't, baby.
We got our love, and sure enough.
That was Aretha Franklin, All I Need to Get By. Well, I would like to say I think you're still dancing freely. I still think you're a hippie at heart. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to come on the Guest DJ Project.
Thank you. I love this show. Thanks for having me, and KCRW.
Well, thank you. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.